Welcome back. Let's talk to a consultant for Hobart Capital, Jeremy Lyon. Morning to you, Jeremy.
Morning.
And our very own political correspondent, Rob Double. Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Right, what's on your mind this morning, Jeremy?
Well, I've been quietly catching up on these amazing results in the States of our big, large technical companies. We start with Amazon, Microsoft, Apple. They're all going great guns. I think in some ways it's the world getting smaller and we're getting used to the technologies. And one of the technologies that they're talking about, Apple, who it looks as if their introduction of their new phone, Phone 8, has gone rather sourly, if
yep.
anything. And it's very expensive in relation to what we've been used to as for homes. But they are saying that Apple now is getting much more a commercial thing where you use your phone for your payments. And as checkbooks are dead, virtually, and cards are now virtually going out as well, people are using their phones for payments. The interesting thing is that here there is a restriction on the amount you can put on your phone.
Okay.
Like £30 is the normal sort of maximum you can use on your phone. But in China, it's $10,000 or whatever the equivalent is. And they're really used to and they're really confident about using their phones, about making reasonable payments, not minute ones.
Right.
And that is going to be where some of Apple's growth is going to be. And I find that quite fascinating.
Okay.
Meanwhile, results coming through for the market is very satisfactory. You've got BP coming through with serious increase in profits.
Share buyback as well.
It's good. It's really much better news than one could expect.
Understood. Rob, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I was just saying, actually, I'm waiting for the iPhone X to come out. I haven't bought an iPhone 8, but I consider it. So
this is the
one
that's going to be priced at £1,000 as opposed to $1,000.
This is true. Yeah, I'm undecided yet, but I have held off, so I'm one of those people probably causing a slowish buys. But in terms of politics, Westminster is in a bit of turmoil at the moment in terms of the coverage over the sexual harassment and assault claims. That's going to be a long story. That expect more news lines on that in this week. But in terms of today, the Bank of England, or the BBC rather, have reported on a Bank of England report that believes up to 75,000 jobs could be lost in financial services following Britain's departure from the EU 2019, specifically if there is a no-deal scenario in terms of financial services. However, what's interesting is there is an optimistic end to it. They say there is huge potential in markets such as the Middle East and Asia after Brexit in the economies over there. And also, even with these job losses, London's going to remain by far the biggest financial centre in Europe. So it's relative, really. 75,000 is a lot of jobs, but in the context of the city and Europe, perhaps it's not too much not to stomach.
Well, I walked around London yesterday afternoon, and it's extraordinary. You know, the buildings that are going up. This place is the hub of Europe.
Yes.
Long may it continue. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Okay.